Nice to see you. My name is John Stewart. We got a fine program tonight. Stephen King will be joining us. He's apparently written a new book concerning a baseball team, the Red Sox. Perhaps you've heard of them. We are delighted to discuss that. There's been some talk in the audience about my pen this evening, that apparently my pen is, the word they use, cheap ass. I have a cheap ass pen, not appropriate, and I just wanted to point out that it looks cheap. There's no question about that. But it's made from pure Malaysian white tiger heroin. This pen alone, on the street, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Well, it's the crowd. And when I chew on it, it helps me to stop smoking. Well, it's the Christmas season, and in the spirit of peace, great news. After weeks of negotiations with European leaders and the UN, Iran said it was suspending all its uranium enrichment activities, which are the stepping stones towards the creation of thermonuclear weapons. So that is the good news. The bad news, it's out of spite to us, and it's only temporary. Christmas can't be all year round. Iran's security chief, Hassan Rouhani, explained, "We decided to do this voluntarily to create trust," adding, "So trust us or we will destroy you with nuclear weapons." Iran says it needs the centrifuge equipment for nuclear energy, but the U.S. points out nukes are unnecessary for a country with vast oil reserves and an unlimited supply of clean-burning effigy fuel. Is that pants or is that a... Nah. The U.S. isn't happy with the treaty since Iran's nuclear program will not be subject to inspection, but the program will be monitored by security cameras, making the Middle East nuclear future exactly as secure as a 7-Eleven. All this has caused some ominous rumblings from Washington.
If this thing comes to a head, like it did in Iraq, do you foresee a military strike against Iran?
There are some who favor that right now.
Ooh, some favor that. Who would that be? I know. Luxembourg and Mexico.
In the United States and certainly in Israel.
United States and Israel. Shoot! It's my second guess. All in all, Rouhani called the treaty a black eye for the United States. Quote, "We have proved that we are capable of isolating the U.S., and that is a great victory." You know what? Don't get a big head, fella. We're plenty capable of isolating ourselves, believe me. Elsewhere overseas, the U.S. invasion of and continued presence in Iraq still evokes passionate response. Witness this demonstration Tuesday, an angry chanting mob shouting anti-U.S. slogans and toppling a statue of President Bush in a public square in the rogue nation of Canada. Canada! Before that, the angriest thing to come out of Canada in the last 20 years was bare naked ladies. The protest was sparked by Bush's two-day summit with Canadian Prime Minister Paul Martin. The trip was the president's first visit north of the border since taking office nearly 4 years ago. He's been meaning to get around to it. He just didn't care. Police presence was raised in the cities Bush visited, including Halifax, which upped its security force from zero to some. The ambivalence of the welcome and hostility was not lost on the president.
I frankly felt like the reception we received on the way in from the airport was very warm and hospitable, and I want to thank the Canadian people who came out to wave with all five fingers for their hospitality.
I have a lot of issues with President Bush. That was a pretty good joke. Five fingers of fun. Such a good joke, in fact, the Prime Minister tried to riff off it.
I know what you mean, Mr. President. I mentioned to the press that was with us in Chile that I found that that Spanish and English and French are three different languages, but that sign language is universal. Écoutez bien, il n'y a pas de doute que lorsqu'on regarde les valeurs que nous partageons.
Apparently in Canada, French is the comedy equivalent of... But seriously, folks. The warm-up portion of the press conference over, the president launched into a detailed discussion of U.S.-Canadian relations.
Canada and the United States share a history, a continent, and a border.
Yes, it's as though we're next to each other.
We also share a commitment to freedom.
Wow, our president's been studying his Howard Johnson's placemat. But with all that's happened over the past few years, even Prime Minister Martin struggled to put a positive spin on our relationship.
The president, ministers, and I have had a productive meeting. In fact, we agreed to put forward an agenda in which our two nations will cooperate in a practical way towards common goals.
Putting forward an agenda on cooperating towards common goals. You can read more about it in the new report, Moving Forward, Proceeding with Going Ahead, a Non-Specific Proposal.